Let's talk about spring, as it is spring in the Western Hemisphere. Spring is one of the most beautiful seasons of the year. It transitions from cold weather to warmer weather. As I have lived in Europe for quite a while, well, you really look forward to spring. Furthermore, it is when the trees begin to bloom. And if also you have noticed that starting today, the readings revert to the Gospel of St. Luke. We've been reflecting on the Gospel of John for some time. Luke is a historian because he dates biblical events in conjunction with secular events, as we have heard today from verse 1 to 3. The Gospel of St. Luke is written for Christians of a Gentile background, with the emphasis on mission and evangelization. Salvation is described as also a light to bring to the Gentiles. The reading today's talk talks about how God can raise stones from the offspring of Abraham, talking about the Gentiles. Luke brings his readers to the words of the prophet Isaiah. And what did he say? What does the gospel say? The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord and make paths straight. Even valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough way smooth. And all the flesh shall see the salvation of God." Well, when we speak about the time of Isaiah, the situation in Israel as a nation was really not very good. Actually, it was fairly bad. And there was great hopelessness in the nation of Israel. There were those who were in captivity. And if we look at the book of Isaiah, there are two parts actually in the book of Isaiah. And the first part speaks about the events that led to their captivity, talking about the nation of Israel. Then the latter part reminds Israel of God's promises. Isaiah announces the restoration of Israel and the world. Wow, what kind of God we serve, that even if Israel has left God and abandoned God and worshiped other gods, ended up in captivity, but God never abandoned them. In the midst of darkness, light shines. Isaiah announces the restoration of Israel, but more than Israel, the world. As I said many times, Christian hope is grounded upon the promises of God. And at the right and proper time, God fulfills what He has promised. John's sudden appearance and the accompanying message are very similar to the events of Isaiah. John's message was, "Prepare the way of the Lord." Well, in olden times, when the Roman Empire is to arrive from battle to enter the great city of Rome, a great deal of preparation is done. In our time, similarly, when world leaders gather together, what happens is that there's a great deal of preparation. I remember that I think it was about 9 years ago when Madrid was chosen to host the international convocation for our communion. It took us 2 years to prepare for that convocation. It was 1 week convocation, I think it was about 3 days, and then it took 2 years to prepare. John prepares the coming of Jesus and the salvation of the flesh, of mankind. Luke cues an entire symphony of biblical promises to be fulfilled by the coming of the Messiah. Let me enumerate them to you. He will rescue the poor and the oppressed from Isaiah 41, 42, and 49. He will pour out His Spirit from Isaiah 44. He will restore Israel from Isaiah 43, 48, and 49. He will come to Israel as king, Isaiah 40 and 52. He will destroy His enemies, Isaiah 41. He will show mercy to his children. Isaiah 43, 44, and 45. The Messiah will bless the nations. From Isaiah 42 and 49. And Jesus fulfills all this. Then John directs his message, calling people to a spiritual renewal. Spiritual renewal is oftentimes preceded by repentance, a change of heart, meaning turning away from the things that we need to turn away from, and we turn toward God. It is a process of making amends to redirect one's life towards God. I was talking to a group of young people last night. We were having a Zoom meeting, and I said, which I said in the beginning of the pandemic, that this is truly a time to reevaluate our life's priorities, isn't it? And if there's something that is amiss, that it has to be redirected towards God. You have heard of many renewal movements in churches, whether it's Roman Catholic or Evangelical or Protestant churches, from LSS to marriage renewal, or you know, whatever. There, all of this renewal takes place in the church. And even in our lives, in a personal way, comes a renewal. The purpose is to deepen one's faith and to bring about a return to faithfulness to Christ, to a deeper devotion to Christ. As you know, there are many things around us that can pull us away from the path that God has set before us. We can easily be distracted. And so a spiritual renewal that John is calling Israel to enter into was a preparation for what was to come, and that is the coming of our Lord. And I believe that if we follow that trajectory, we will see that whenever God calls his people to our spiritual renewal, there is something that is to come, something great that will happen that comes from God. Psalm chapter 80, verse 18 to 19, quote, "Then we will not turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved." Especially in this time of pandemic, we are asking the Lord to cause his face to shine upon us, because in him is our salvation. Some call it spiritual springtime, as I said a moment ago, a renewed devotion to Christ. Easter is a celebration of life brought about by the first Paschal morning, and the new spring days are coming.